Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought to you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the robotics category of April 3, 2020. Do you know that American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served first class? Today, we have selected 6 papers out of 10 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Roland Siegwart, Professor of Robotics, ETH Zurich, Switzerland.
Paper title:
GoFetch, Mobile Manipulation in Unstructured Environments.
Authored by
Kenneth Blomqvist, Michelle Breyer, Andre Kramarayek, Julian Fursta, Margarita Grinvold, Florian Chop, Jen Jen Chung, Lionel Ott, Juan Nieto, and Roland Siegwart.
Paper abstract:
with humankind facing new and increasingly large-scale challenges in the medical and domestic spheres, automation of the service sector carries a tremendous potential for improved efficiency, quality, and safety of operations. Mobile robotics can offer solutions with a high degree of mobility and dexterity. However, these complex systems require a multitude of heterogeneous components to be carefully integrated into one consistent framework. This work presents a mobile manipulation system that combines perception, localization, navigation, motion planning and grasping skills into one common workflow for fetch and carry applications in unstructured indoor environments. The tight integration across the various modules is experimentally demonstrated on the task of finding a commonly available object in an office environment, grasping it, and delivering it to a desired drop-off location. The accompanying video is available at https://u2.b/e89_xg1slny. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Sergey Levine, UC Berkeley, Google.
Paper title:
Learning Agile Robotic Locomotion Skills by Imitating Animals.
Authored by
Shui-Bin Peng, Erwin Kumans, Tingnan Zhang, Song-Wei Li, Jia Tan, and Sergey Levine.
Paper abstract:
reproducing the diverse and agile locomotion skills of animals has been a long-standing challenge in robotics. While manually designed controllers have been able to emulate many complex behaviors, building such controllers involves a time-consuming and difficult development process, often requiring substantial expertise of the nuances of each skill. Reinforcement learning provides an appealing alternative for automating the manual effort involved in the development of controllers. However, designing learning objectives that elicit the desired behaviors from an agent can also require a great deal of skill-specific expertise. In this work, we present an imitation learning system that enables legged robots to learn agile locomotion skills by imitating real-world animals. We show that by leveraging reference motion data, a single learning-based approach is able to automatically synthesize controllers for a diverse repertoire of behaviors for legged robots. By incorporating sample-efficient domain adaptation techniques into the training process, our system is able to learn adaptive policies in simulation that can then be quickly adapted for real-world deployment. To demonstrate the effectiveness of our system, we train an 18-doof quadruped robot to perform a variety of agile behaviors ranging from different locomotion gaits to dynamic hops and turns. What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Charles C. Kemp, Melbourne School of Psychological Sciences.
Paper title:
Multimodal Material Classification for Robots Using Spectroscopy and High-Resolution Texture Imaging.
authored by
Zachary Erickson, Elliot Singh, Bharat Srirangam, Sonia Chernova, and Charles C. Kemp.
Paper abstract.
Material recognition can help inform robots about how to properly interact with and manipulate real-world objects. In this paper, we present a multimodal sensing technique, leveraging near-infrared spectroscopy and close-range high-resolution texture imaging, that enables robots to estimate the materials of household objects. We release a dataset of high-resolution texture images and spectral measurements collected from a mobile manipulator that interacted with 144 household objects. We then present a neural network architecture that learns a compact multimodal representation of spectral measurements and texture images. When generalizing material classification to new objects, we show that this multimodal representation enables a robot to recognize materials with greater performance as compared to prior state-of-the-art approaches. Finally, we present how a robot can combine this high-resolution local sensing with images from the robot's head-mounted camera to achieve accurate material classification over a scene of objects on a table. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ailes Uday, Josef Stefan Institute.
Paper title:
A Reconfigurable Robot Work Cell for Quick Setup of Assembly Processes.
Authored by
Timoj Kaspar, Maya Denisa, and Ailes Uday.
Paper abstract:
High-volume production has been a prerequisite in order to invest into automation of the manufacturing process for decades. The high cost of setup and the inflexibility of classical automation meant that low-batch productions, often present in small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, were dismissed as potential end-user of automation technologies. In this extended abstract, we present the results of the ReconCell project, whose objective was to develop a new type of highly reconfigurable robot work cell for fast setup of automated assembly processes in SMEs. The high degree of reconfigurability was achieved by the developed reconfigurable hardware and the complementary reconfigurable software, while fast setup was achieved with technologies for fast robot programming. What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Matei Chokerlie, Columbia University.
Paper title:
A Sensorized Multi-Curved Robot Finger with Data-Driven Touch Sensing via Overlapping Light Signals.
Authored by
Pedro Piacenza, Keith Behrman, Benedict Schifferer, Ioannis Kaimisis, and Matei Chokerlie.
Paper abstract:
Despite significant advances in touch and force transduction, tactile sensing is still far from ubiquitous in robotic manipulation. Existing methods for building touch sensors have proven difficult to integrate into robot fingers due to multiple challenges, including difficulty in covering multi-curved surfaces, high wire count, or packaging constraints preventing their use in dexterous hands. In this paper, we present a multi-curved robotic finger with accurate touch localization and normal force detection over complex, three-dimensional surfaces. The key to our approach is the novel use of overlapping signals from light emitters and receivers embedded in a transparent waveguide layer that covers the functional areas of the finger. By measuring light transport between every emitter and receiver, we show that we can obtain a very rich signal set that changes in response to deformation of the finger due to touch. We then show that purely data-driven deep learning methods are able to extract useful information from such data, such as contact location and applied normal force, without the need for analytical models. The final result is a fully integrated, sensorized robot finger, with a low wire count and using easily accessible manufacturing methods, designed for easy integration into dexterous manipulators. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Maximo Eroa, research scientist, German Aerospace Center, DLR.
Paper title:
Clash Wrist, a hardware to increase the capability of Clash Fruit Gripper to use environment constraints exploration.
Authored by
Werner Friedel and Maximo Eroa.
Paper abstract:
Humans use environmental constraints, EC, in manipulation to compensate for uncertainties in their world model. The same principle was recently applied to robotics, so that soft underactuated hands improve their grasping capability by using environmental constraints exploitation, ECE, 1. Due to orientation of the robotic hand, for example, in the EC wall grasp, the length of the robot wrist plus the hand length gets quite important, if objects are grasped out of a box, 2. Most of the modern cobots have quite long wrist, so we have constructed a 2-degree of freedom wrist for the Clash, 3, to solve this problem, figure 1. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans.